This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Denise has a ghost story for us, and we're going to try to help her out. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hey, guys. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Happy to.
I have a girlfriend. She's not my girlfriend. She's a friend that's a girl.
Okay. And, I was just going to ask you who Claire was and how you know her. So she's not your girlfriend.
No, we're just friends. So I wanted to say that like up front. But she's kind of ghosting me as if she were my girlfriend. She's just missing in action. Like, I don't know. I mean, I know she's still alive because I see her on social media and stuff, but she hasn't returned my calls, my texts. Like, we were in a relationship romantically, and we're best friends. We've been best friends for years. This is really out of character.
Right. But to be clear, though, there was never anything romantic between you.
No.
I didn't think so, but it sounded like you were backtracking.
But, you know, in this day and age, I just wanted to clarify. She's my girlfriend, but that's a girl.
Got it.
Gotcha.
Does she have children?
No, neither one of us have children yet. So I don't know. And if she was like dating somebody, I'm pretty sure she would tell me. I don't know why she's not calling me.
I don't know that if this is relevant. Are you in a relationship?
Well, I'm currently looking.
Okay. So you're both single.
I have a couple of dating profiles, but I'm not in a relationship.
Got it. So there was no fight, no disagreement, no spat, no conflict that you're aware of?
No. I mean, I would never call a radio station if I knew the reason, but I really don't know the reason.
I don't know. I find myself in trouble sometimes without even realizing it. You know, there's something I said or did that I didn't realize was taken the wrong way, that maybe someone took offense to or someone.
Well, I've obviously done something because it's out of character. Like, she's mad at me for something. I know that. That's pretty evident. But
right.
I don't
but
know
is this how she is? Like,
be.
have you had fights before where she gets mad at you and stops talking to you?
No.
No.
That's why I know that this is
out of
like,
character. For
definitely
her.
Out of character. Yes.
Right.
It would be our first fight. If this is a fight, I don't know what it is.
Aw, your first fight.
Oh, no.
But it's just a platonic fight, remember?
Yes.
Like, I got to make that clear on the air. It's like platonic.
Well, we wouldn't judge you if it wasn't.
But my other, like, people on the dating apps I'm on, they may judge me if they thought that Claire and I were more than just friends. If you smell what I'm cooking.
I like you, Denise.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so basically, like, the other gals on my dating sites are going to be like, well, who's this Claire chick, you know? Like,
right.
You know, Claire and I are just friends, though, but I don't want to give my other prospects the wrong idea.
Understood.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll call Claire and try to get a sense of what's going on here. As Second Date Update Ghost Stories continues. Jeff and Jen next on Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com.
Surgery has an art.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It is out of character for Claire to suddenly ghost Denise. They're very good friends. They're not girlfriends. They're friends who are girls. That was a distinction Denise was wanted to be clear about.
I feel like we spent a lot of time making that clear.
Indeed we did.
Almost, you know, thoust protest too much.
Yes.
Maybe there's something there on one side or the other.
I don't know.
And, you know.
Made someone else feel uncomfortable.
But it is suspicious.
How long have you and Claire been friends, Denise?
No, I know exactly when we met. We met in seventh grade middle school in the lunchroom.
Oh, wow. So it's been a bit.
Oh, wow. You guys have been a long time friends.
Yeah.
Well, you ready to call her up and see what's going on?
Yes, I'm anxious. Like, let's do this.
Okay, you got it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Claire?
This is she. Mask is calling.
I'm Jeff. This is my partner, Jen.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Tim's here, too.
Morning.
Your speakerphone.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Hello.
That's Fritz who just chimed in.
Hi.
You busy?
Can I ask what this is about?
We're trying to reconnect you with one of your best friends.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that you guys were doing stuff like that.
Was that a bad thing?
I probably would not have answered.
Well, we're always adding and expanding our services to the public.
True. I also like that she's like, I would not have answered you had I known. But we got you now, girl, so
here you are.
Let's go.
Now, are you avoiding one of your friends in particular?
Well, yes. I don't want to talk about it, though. This puts me in an awkward situation because I don't like conflict, and I really don't want to talk about it because I know what she's going to say. So I was fine just, like, giving it some space.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's tough because she got the sense that you didn't want to talk to her or see her, and she's sad about that, and she's resorted to calling us to call you because she really does want to have this conversation, as difficult as it may be. I don't know. Is there some way we can facilitate this and make it easier on you? I mean, we've all been in positions, we've all been in that space where I don't want to have this conversation. I don't want to have this conversation, but we got to have this conversation if we're going to be able to move on from it one way or another, right?
Right.
Right. Here's the deal. And she knows this. Like, she already knows this. She owes me money.
Oh.
Like, a significant amount. And I make a lot more money than she does, and she's been having some issues, and I was so happy to help her out. Like, that's what friends are for. But she hasn't paid me back, and it was like every other week she'd be like, can I borrow $200 till next week?
Oh,
okay, sure, yeah, I'll give it to her. Then the next week, no payback. Then a couple weeks later, the same thing. But that time it was $500, payback. And it's been adding up, and she hasn't said a word about it, and I don't want to bring it up, so I'm just avoiding her so she doesn't ask me for more. I don't know what to do.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay.
It's super awkward. We've been friends for a long time. I care about her, but, like, I can't keep doing this, and it's a really awkward, like, nobody likes to talk about money.
Right.
Mm-mm. Isn't there some saying about you don't loan friends money, you just give them money?
Yeah.
Like, if a friend asks you to borrow money, you give it to them, thinking and hoping they might pay it back, but fully expecting not to be paid back and be very accepting of that.
Well, since you and I are friends, Jen, can I have $1,000?
It's us asking you, buddy. Hello.
Actually, I was going to turn that around.
Oh. Right. But Jen's
the Jeff Thomas Foundation would like to give a grant.
You can't.
To a small business.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to hope that they pay you back, and if they do, it's just, like, added bonus.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's so hard.
I'm so sorry, Claire.
Thank you. Yeah, it's weird to talk about. And like you said, like, I have given her money. And then I got to the point where I'm like, you're going to need to start paying me some of this back because, like, it's getting ridiculous. Right. And that's why I did this because, like, I agree. You don't loan friends money. Mm. But, you know, she's in a pinch and then in a pinch again and then in a pinch again.
Is she still in a pinch? Or is she recovered?
I don't know. I just don't feel like it's my business at this point. Like, I've done all I can. And if our relationship is kind of revolving around this, I'm like, that's not what I need. You know, I need a friend who's a friend, not a friend who's, you know, relying on me for, you know, to slide him some cash every once in a while. And I don't know. It's like, I'm not going to forget about it.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So it feels really icky and weird and. Yeah.
All right. She's listening on hold. I'm conferencing her in, and she's heard everything you had to say, but I want to give her a chance to respond. Denise, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Is this a surprise to you?
Yeah. I mean, the part that that's the reason she's not calling me, like, had I known that was the reason, I wouldn't have called the radio station, because hearing this, I'm just putting myself in the listener's shoes because I'm listening to her, and I'm realizing how bad this is making me look. So I'm just processing everything, guys.
Right. Do you have the money to pay her back at least a significant portion of it, or
any of it at all?
Is there
in good faith that more is coming, or
really no chance of that happening?
I can pay her back the 200, but I can't pay her back the full seven.
Oh my God.
Not now. I mean, not now, but I, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't
she
know
made it sound like
money,
it was more
guys.
Than that.
I didn't know, Claire. I'm sorry, Claire. I didn't know. I'm
going
to pay you the 200, but you know my situation, and I do appreciate you not throwing me under the bus on the radio. So that does speak of your character. So I'll give you 200, and you know my situation, so I think you're going to be understanding when I say, like, just give me a few months for the other five.
Okay, well, just keep me updated, because it's weird when we just don't talk about it, and I don't want to bring it up, and it's kind of the elephant in the room, and it's weird.
Well, and Claire, and I would say to you, I know it's difficult for you to talk about money, but maybe take a lesson from Fritch, because whenever I owe her money, she makes sure to text me her Venmo address to remind me that I owe her $5 for the last lottery or whatever it is.
Well, that's because I want to make sure everybody's paid up. That's
and I have a very thrifty friend who won't pay you back unless you send the little Venmo reminder.
Well, I don't normally do the lottery but those dinners that we all go to.
Oh, when we split it four ways.
Well, when that comes on my credit card, I see it. And then I'm like, oh my God, I got to tell them they owe me the money. And that's when I usually send the text.
Right.
Yeah.
The lottery is $5, you
Whatever.
Know?
Yeah.
By the way, I did put us in on Friday, guys. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding. But I mean, the lottery is neither here nor there. But big stuff, you got to get a reminder out there.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we have an action plan.
Oh, like a payment plan is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. A payment plan.
Mm-hmm. How about this, guys? Seriously, Jeff and Jen, can I, like, work off a payment plan with you guys, like paying you off not to air this segment? Because this is bad.
No, but we might be able to help you out with special zero interest Jeff and Jen financing. Cat's already out of the bag, kid. I'm sorry.
Like I said, had I known this was about money, I would not have embarrassed myself like this. Oh my God.
You're not alone. You know, we've all struggled and had to
borrowed money at some point or another.
But
from somebody.
You see what a good friend Claire is? Like, she could have said a lot more than she did and didn't.
Really?
That's why we're friends.
Wow.
All right. Tell us more.
Yeah.
Good to know.
No, don't do it. Okay,
yeah, no, we'll leave it there.
I know it's tempting, but Claire, don't you dare turn on me now, girl.
Yeah.
I got you.
You better not default on the next payment. She's going to start spilling. No, don't do that. That's not nice. That's bad.
I can seriously give her the 200 right now, Claire. Seriously. I'm going to give it to you right now.
I just want to get off the phone.
Okay.
When we hang up, open the Venmo.
We're all getting off the phone now.
Okay.
All right, love you both. Good luck.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.